I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, April 14th. Two Quincy residents have formed campaign committees to run in this year's city election. Kathy Thrun-Nason from Everett Street in Wollaston and Zikwang Yuan from Harvey's Lane on Howe's Neck have both registered with the State Office of Campaign and Political Finance to run for a city council seat this fall. Thrun-Nason is seeking the Ward 3 council seat being vacated by Ian Kame. It's unclear if Yuan is seeking the Ward 1 or an at-large council seat. So far, only councillors Scott Campbell and Nina Liang have not indicated if they're seeking re-election this year. Last week, Walter Hubley also announced he is running for the Ward 3 city council seat. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will provide an update on the MBTA to the Quincy City Council tonight. Koch is chairman of the MBTA Advisory Board and serves as a representative on the T Board of Directors. The meeting begins at 6:30 at Quincy City Hall. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch wants to place liens on property owners who have overdue charges or fees from the Inspectional Services Department and the Department of Public Health. Koch is asking the City Council to approve a new ordinance that would allow the city to attach liens to those properties. Quincy police say the two brothers involved in mail theft and identity theft that were arrested recently are part of a vast criminal network, and more arrests are expected in the case. 32-year-old Li Lu Chen and 34-year-old Quang Quang Chen are both charged with stealing over 2,000 pieces of mail, over 400 credit cards and checks totaling almost $200,000. House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy says the state's new budget will not raise taxes or fees on residents or businesses. Mariano also says the new spending plan will focus on the state's affordability crisis with a new emphasis on energy costs. The House Ways and Means Committee is expected to present their budget proposal this week. Well, last month, it was reported that a chain of restaurants could be expanding to a space just off of Route 3, and now we've learned that another chain may be expanding there as well. Shake Shack is looking to open a new location in Braintree, moving into the site on Union Street that had once been home to a Motel 6. The plans appear to be in their early stages, but if it happens, the dining spot could be joining an outlet of Cava at that site as well, although plans for that restaurant are also in the early stages as well. Currently, the only other South Shore location of Shake Shack is in the Derby Street Shops in Hingham. Major changes are coming to Edaville this year, but the family theme park and railroad in Carver is planning to continue a holiday tradition. It was revealed last month that the nearly 80-year-old attraction is looking to offload its amusement park rides at an auction on April 30th. A press release promised that Edaville was preparing for a new exciting era in late 2025. On Friday, park operators officially announced that King Richard's Fair is moving into Edaville and will grow bigger and better than ever. The long-running Renaissance Festival, that's the largest of its kind in New England, will start its season on August 30th and run on weekends through October 19th. Edaville will also experience a transformation, bringing new enchantment for guests, but also continuing its tradition of Christmas and holiday light magic in December, according to the announcement. Edaville will add exciting entertainment and delicious foods and beverage options, as well as expand its festive holiday marketplace. Previous Edaville owners talked about making Edaville Christmas only, saying that the holidays already accounted for up to 70% of the park's business. Edaville has struggled since the pandemic, but continue to host a Christmas Festival of Lights for the holiday season, featuring classic Christmas lights, rides, food, and more. Amy Shapiro Sedley, who is the general manager of King Richard's Fair, says a new generation will enjoy both Edaville and the Renaissance Festival. A Massachusetts man was sentenced to more than a year in prison for federal dogfighting charges. 51-year-old John Murphy of Hanson pleaded guilty in November to 9 counts of possessing animals for use in animal fighting in violation of the Federal Animal Welfare Act, the first time federal charges were brought in Massachusetts under that law. Murphy's indictment and arrest came after federal agents and the Animal Rescue League of Boston searched a home on East Washington Street in Hanson in June of 2023. Throughout the day, investigators were seen taking out boxes, paper bags, and empty animal crates. In this case, authorities seized 13 pit bull-type dogs from Murphy's home and another residence in Townsend. As alleged in the complaint, several of the seized dogs had evidence of scarring. At both locations where the dogs were located, items associated in illegal dog fighting were found, including training equipment, veterinary supplies, dog fighting literature, DVDs, kennels used to house dogs individually, and break sticks, which dog fighters use to force open a dog's bit onto another dog's body at the termination of a fight or while training. The complaint also alleged that Murphy communicated with other dog fighters via social media, where they discussed the results of dog fights, injury sustained by fighting dogs, and breeding dogs. Murphy was sentenced to a year and a day in prison, with the last 3 months served in community confinement, followed by 3 years supervised release. He'll also have to pay a $10,000 fine and is prohibited from owning pit bull-type dogs. A decision by Hasbro on a planned headquarters relocation has been pushed back until this summer after an earlier expectation of news in late winter. Hasbro last week shared with the employees they're making progress on determining their headquarters, with clarity expected by the summer. The spokesperson declined to provide a copy of any notices sent to the staff, saying Hasbro would keep the communications internal. Pawtucket-based Hasbro has been eyeing Boston as it looks for a new corporate home. It's looking at 400 Summer Street, a new building in the Seaport, according to the Boston Business Journal. A federal judge has ruled against Free Karen Reed supporters who wanted to be able to protest closer to the courthouse ahead of her second trial. The group of protesters sued Judge Beverly Cannoni and the state police in federal court earlier this month, arguing that a court order buffer zone violates their First Amendment free speech rights. The buffer zone currently keeps protesters more than a block from the Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham, where Reed's retrial will get underway after jury selection wraps up this week. Cannoni says the buffer zone is necessary to ensure that Reed is entitled to a fair trial. Jurors from her first trial also revealed that they could hear the protesters outside the courthouse during the trial. A federal judge sided with the court, meaning protesters will have to stay hundreds of feet from the courthouse. In the ruling, the judge said the buffer zone is content neutral, narrowly tailored to serve a significant government interest, and leaves open ample channels for communication. Reed's first trial ended in a hung jury, and her retrial is set to start once jury selection ends. Body camera video shows the moment Boston police rescued three fishermen from a sinking boat in Boston Harbor on Friday morning. The 90-foot Eileen Rita ran aground on rocks near Green Island in the outer reaches of the harbor. Shortly before 8 a.m., the boat was taking on water and ended up on its side. All three crew members on the boat were wearing their survival suits and waiting for rescue. They were about 15 feet above the waterline, perched atop the gunwale. Body camera video from Boston police shows the crew members slide along the side of the sinking ship and board the police boat. The crew members told officers they were not hurt. They were evaluated by Boston EMS and did not require further medical treatment. Two Coast Guard boats also responded to the area to assist with the rescue. While monitoring the Eileen Rita, a commercial fishing vessel homeported in New Bedford, Coast Guard personnel observed the boat began to list and leak fuel and oil into the harbor. The Department of Environmental Protection says the owner of the boat hired a company to try to contain the fuel spill. Coast Guard says the boat carries a maximum 4,000 gallons of diesel fuel, 50 gallons of lubricating oil. The DEP set up an emergency response team to help with the cleanup. The MBTA hosting a ferry naming contest to help the agency name three ferries which will serve the Quincy, Winthrop, and Lynn ferry routes starting this summer. The contest is open to students in grades K through 8 from Boston, Quincy, Winthrop, and Lynn, including public and private schools, as well as homeschooled students. One entry per classroom or student if they're homeschooled may be submitted. Ferry service is the first form of public transportation in Boston. It is one of the oldest forms of public transportation in the country. For hundreds of years, ferries have connected coastal communities in and around Boston, including during the American Revolution. This year commemorates the 250th anniversary of the start of the Revolution. The proposed name should reflect the history, character, or connection of the student's city to the American Revolution. All submissions must include a brief explanation of the inspiration behind the name. The entries may be submitted online by 11:45 p.m. on Friday, May 9th. An internal MBTA panel will then review the submissions and select one name for each ferry based on the route that it will primarily serve. Winners will be notified on or before May 30th. Winners from Boston, Lynn, Quincy, or Winthrop will receive a $100 gift card for school supplies and a ferry ride pizza party for their respective classroom. Winners will also be invited to attend the christening ceremony for their city's ferry, which is anticipated to be held this summer. A check of business news this morning. Stocks opened the day in positive territory today. The Dow is up 619 points on Friday. The NASDAQ rose 337, and the S&P is up 95. Asian markets rallied today as tensions over trade eased slightly after President Trump said electronics such as computer chips, smartphones, and laptops would not be subject to the same high import duties as some other products, although there is some question about that report. The dollar dropped, the euro rose, oil at $61 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the White Sox 3-1. They are in Tampa Bay tonight at 7:05. Celtics beat the Hornets 93-86. And the first game of the playoffs will be in Boston on Easter Sunday. The Seas still don't know who they'll be competing against. Bruins over Penguins 4-1, and they'll be hosting the Devils tomorrow night at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 65 degrees. Cloudy tonight, lows drop off to the mid-40s. Tomorrow could see some showers in the morning and a high of 66. Wednesday, mainly cloudy and a high 53. Sunshine on Thursday and a high 57. The marine forecast calls for 2-foot waves, winds northwest at 10 to 20, becoming southerly later today, a high tide at 1:20 p.m. Sunrise 6:04, sets at 7:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, April 14th.